options with some pretty high energies that I wouldn't suggest you ones get tangled with. And look who got holding the coffee plantation. So you have to be very careful. That doesn't mean, what are we talking about here? That should make him a hell of a lot brighter than all the rest of you put together. So don't worry about it. Don't come to me trying to figure out why George knew Volcker was going to be head of the Trilateral Commission. Mm-hmm. Count your blessings that he did, because this gives experience into your group. God is not selective. Why should you be? Take your gifts, take your insight, take your knowledge. It makes you a lot smarter and a lot more able to stay alive. You know what will happen. You know what they will do to do you in. And then you never act without the law. Ever. You test everything that comes along according to the Constitution, but you never act outside the law. And you act with integrity. They can still set you up and frame you. But as long as you are acting within the law, it gets harder and harder and harder to prove it. And every now and then, there comes some honor amongst the thieves, where they will, for past favors, maybe let you off this time. Mostly, they will just try to close you out and discredit. Don't worry about those things. Use your own discerning according to that which touches you. Keep your nose absolutely clean. And look after your brother. Protect your brother as best you can. It's an interesting time. It's a hard time. And you're not given to see everything. And you cannot judge another service by yours, or another's purpose by yours. No man is given to know the contract of another. And that's why you are kept in the dark about your own contract. Because as surely as you're human, you would be trying to run your brother's contract. Because you wouldn't be able to keep it a secret what your own is. Look at me, I have this contract. Go ahead and shoot. Here it is, the target, right here. Or how about right here? But you see, you can't count on this anymore. Brady just proved that you can get shot right through the brain and blow it all away, and there you are, mm-hmm. passing a gun bill.
They're doing a movie on him now about his sad story and how he came back and the triumph of man over misery. It would probably perpetuate gun control. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I bet they won't mention that it was Bush's best friend's kid who did it. Or it will certainly be given in passing.
What do you mean God is not selective?
Anyone who comes unto God in service is perfectly acceptable to God.
Right. Not one is more important than another.
Meaning that God doesn't go about making judgments on everybody like humans do.
Oh.
Anyone else dare to ask me anything?
Yes, I was wondering about, you said that the holographic form, the only difference between them would be between a natural body and a holographic form would be if you touch the holographic form, you would know. Is there a sensation or no sensation to touching the holographic form?
It depends on what frequency is the holographic form. It can be quite physical. It can literally be so that you may not really discern the difference. Much finer in texture, probably a feeling of not, have you touched a piece of metal near an electrical outlet and it doesn't really shock you, but you feel it? It's I don't know how to, it's very hard to explain a feeling, but there is a little buzz, a little sensation.
Like a computer monitor.
Well, I don't, it's almost a vibration beneath a descriptive level, but you feel it. Well, it isn't static, because static electricity, you know, will spark. And it's not like that. It is, if you touch it, it has a different frequency. I don't know what else to say. Usually, it will, no matter what it appears to be, it will be extremely smooth, fine in texture. And you will have a feeling of lightness about it. Even if you can't penetrate it, there will be a sense about it that you could. This is one reason the master teachers coming back appear to be almost, when I say almost, because if you get a description, they will appear almost to not walk, to almost not touch the ground, to almost not quite be there, but they're there. They simply have not compressed into the density that you are. They can, even in holographic form, do that. Don't misunderstand the difference between physical beingness and manifestation. You are. They can be whatever they please. You cannot. You have locked yourself into this particular manifestation in this experience. They can be any place, at any time, or all times, everywhere, in a form of manifestation. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I limited myself as I came closer within this group. You will be hearing less and less and less and less about Hatan from other sources. And yet any one of you who travel in any of the circles who know anything about metaphysics will find that Hatan had many, many speakers, especially in the early 50s. And yet you will find a lot of them still saying, I show up when I don't. And they know I don't. Ones who are legitimate groups that I used to head, just like this. You will now notice that I may make an appearance for one brief paragraph or something, even in the writings. Mostly, those groups, as close to me as they were, as we made our transition into the next step, are right there where they were and did not make that step with me. Do I go back or do we move on? You see, in progressive life, we cannot go back. If we do, we have doomed the planet. Because if the teachers refuse to teach and move, what in the world will the students do? So in the transition here, they've denounced the speaker, they've denounced the energy, they've denounced Hatan. It's not theirs, it's, you know. No, they just didn't move with us. They are still hung up waiting for the little sweet sayings and the little star signs, and let us hold hands and sing What a Good Day It Is. And all the rest will go away. We will have some love centers here and some love centers there, and it will all work out. And I've had ones ask me, well, now, if we had this plan, and this was one of Darylanka's plans, it will be a time segment, 12 o'clock noon, all over the globe, ones will pause. That way, all around the globe, at one time or another, you will have all ones doing something or other. And won't this positive response make a difference? I can only respond, and this Wally gentleman and I had quite a discussion about this. He said, but this would work. And I said, yes, it would. I can only say, how many of you every week say, I am going to get up and I'm going to walk for 20 minutes every morning? So, if everybody would stop doing whatever they're doing, like trying to get their food for the day, at 12 o'clock sharp for 1 minute, you'd save the world. But how many do you think will do it? And do it consistently? So the facts are, the idea is good, the feasibility of it are improbable. Possible, improbable. So anything coming out of this pair of hands must be off limits. I don't recognize that hatton. Absolutely not. They long since refused to accept hatton in any form. No self-respecting spaceman, no self-respecting God-loving energy from the heavens would play into that kind of game. Because no one of the higher planes has any misperceptions about whether you eat green beans or yellow ones. That is a physical aspect. I don't care if you eat nothing. I really prefer you eat chocolate if you like it. It makes you nicer to deal with. If you try to zip your clothes, and then especially the ladies, I wish you hadn't eaten it. Because somehow you have this perception. I don't care what you are. I am only interested in the light that shines. But we do need these hands. We do need these feet. We need that conscious thinking human mind, because you must deal with the conscious, mostly unthinking human mind. But that gives you an advantage. When you ask, how can we do it? That is your advantage. You're using yours. They aren't.
Sandra, can I ask you another question?
Please.
Is Claire Prophet really bringing through Saint Germain's wisdom?
A lot of Saint Germain's wisdom, not Saint Germain. That would require a long time for me to discuss. Saint Germain really did establish, through Mark Prophet, incredible truth. It really looked as if that would be a prime center. And then, like human beings, they got sidetracked and into the wondrous cathedral atmosphere, the great performance, the great lighting, the flower displays, the homage unto a person. That's why you will find Dorma's name in teeny tiny print and her usually under the table. She knows the difference. She thinks I won't let her out. I would, because all men, women, and children have choice of action. Is it wrong what she does? No. But it was not very wise to become a central focus in a human form that could be cast at like that. That's why we struggle here to not be perceived as a group, as a cult. And yet it is hard because we need to work together to produce some things. But it will work itself out in time. As the word spreads, it simply will work itself out. Because we will have maintained the stability and the separateness which gives it its own independent integrity. And we won't have to answer for those things. We won't have to worry about it. We won't have to be asked if Doris Ecker really spoke the truth of Hatton. Because ones here have been willing to put aside their conscious, egotistical bearing as a human over here, so that basically I will only have to answer for myself. And in the ultimate long run, they'll quit trying to get rid of Dorma because they will know she is nothing save a scribe. And her contribution may appear to be greater at the moment. The contribution is not greater. It's only different. And when ones allow themselves to fall into the trap that Claire Prophet has fallen into, I only have compassion because now it is too late to undo it. And by that focus, she carries the brunt of it. She has allowed them to make her Mama Guru. That says they are going to her, just like Saraswati. It's still penitentiary. As long as she is in that physical body with that consciousness, she's penitentiary. And that sets a human up there making these statements. And the humanness gets distorted. And if it doesn't get distorted from that being speaking it, somebody in the group will distort it. And then later they deliberately distort it to pull her down. And therefore, so much work of such great value goes wanting because ones cannot separate what might have been the truth of Germaine from that which a human being projected and may be. You see, any time there is a thrust that says, come up to our university of the hills and let me teach you, has wandered already. That has set up another church, another group, another idea in the minds of everybody witnessing it. Undoubtedly, if every man on the planet and woman child went there and practiced what is coming forth, you'd certainly have a fine world. So that, I hope, explains to all of you once again why we have to maintain as we do. Because in trying to shut us down, they go for the workers. Don't lessen yourself enough to think that you're not a target, that they're just waiting for us to really blunder. And surprise, we're not going to. If I were not strong enough for anything else, I'm strong enough for that. We will not blunder. And I always have to repeat this when I cross this subject. Ones coming into this community thinking they are coming into another group like Claire Prophet's had better think very carefully. And if anyone in the group leads people to believe that, they better correct it. This is not a place to come just to feel your way through. You can do that if you are self-sustaining. And by golly, I'll tell you, you will get to fold papers and do work like you never saw. But there simply are no means of livelihood at this time. Maybe there will be. Ultimately, we know that there will be. But in the beginning here, just to uproot from somewhere because you get this idea that I like this better than the other 15 places I have been searching in, and I don't have any means of supporting myself, is not the place to come. It's not that kind of group. It is not a commune. We hope it will be a community. Sometimes we're at each other to the point I fear we won't be that. It's a source of getting the word forth now. And then will come the building. And then will come the jobs. Until then, one must be self-sustaining. And I don't know any other way to put it. I know that one say, well, God will take care of me. And you will know if you're one of those. I don't even proclaim to judge what you may feel from God. I only know the burden that is placed on ones like George to try to make places when there's not. So I have to be the big bad wolf. And I know, and I thank God for this. We have ones all over this nation, all over this world, who write and petition, can I just come? And of course, anyone can just come. This is still a free nation. But it's a small town, and if you must work to be self-sustaining, to exist, to serve, it must be considered. It's hard to get a job here. And when you do, it pays very, very little. And anyone who can come here, don't offer right off to serve because you won't breathe again. But I have to always make that clear. You have to be responsible enough to know whether or not you can handle it. And we have some planning to come here under the circumstances which I just mentioned. And I cannot promise them a job. It's just not there yet. And I cannot proclaim that someone else can, because I cannot control what they do. I have no intention of it. And I know that George and Desiree are right now in a great deal of pain over this very thing. And I would welcome everyone who would come. I do. And if God has made some contract with them, so be it. I guess I overdid Claire Prophet. Is that sufficient for Claire Prophet? I got off on evangelism.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I had a question. As I'm reading the journal and loving them, I'm trying to keep track of who's doing what to who, and I'm still getting confused. And in Skeletons in the Closet, you mentioned that in 1979, the Rockefellers lost control of the government and allied themselves with the Russian anti-Bolsheviks against the American Bolsheviks. And I'm not sure how you're using the term Bolsheviks. Is that, are you using it in terms of communists?
Yes. And that does become a little bit better clarified, but I'll guarantee you there's no one in this room, including me, who can separate the two. Because you have to understand they're on both ends. It is a matter of play for ultimate power. And it will appear to change And the best way that we can describe what happens is in that manner. Because there will be ones on top and ones pressed down at any given time. And this is why there is always now this fear of a nuclear first strike. You still have elements, you see, who want to control this world for one reason and elements that want to control it for another, and yet they're the same. And you still have those that think if they could overthrow the higher faction in America, let us say with the first strike against Russia, it would close down this humongous bank coalition that's come together. So quite frankly, you have a lot of Khazarian elites who still hate the Soviet Union and vice versa. And they still are looking for that opening for a first strike. Now, David Rockefeller is a replica. All four of the Rockefeller brothers were slain. So, David, you will notice now, with Chase Manhattan Bank, they have gotten that bank into trouble so that Rockefeller no longer pulled the power on the surface that he once did. Now he is being replaced by Volcker in the Trilateral Commission. You can watch them begin to pull that element down into just hide it a little. Because it is still the underlying thrust of the Rockefeller organization is powerful. But they're getting ready to get rid of the entity. Well, there will be a lot that object to that. So you've still got a tremendous play for power going on in this world. And always I have to remind you, if you have replicas and the original is gone, then they are not the power. They are only being utilized as a front. And David Rockefeller is being utilized as a front. There is no original. The original was taken out. I'm not going to go into Bush because a lot of things happened at Camp David. But I would tell you that he was and is a powerful figure. With all these replicas, he was part of the planning. And his original self was in great comfort while all this is working itself out. It got a little touchy, and now he is really concerned because they can snuff him out at any time. He realizes there is a larger power, and it's not Space Command. He's got some real, real powerful enemies. So you're going to witness some real play for power. And I think you can see that they're playing into the hands of that power. Right now, Mr. Baker is right back over there with Mr. Shamir. If you underestimate that little beast, you are in grave error, my friend. That little being packs a real wallop. And he just about has this world where he wants it. And you've done it for him. And the lapdogs go right over again and again and again and again. And Mr. Baker is there this day. Making all this peace. And I hope you've noted that you have now sent in your troops into Bangladesh.